Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph and Beis that there's a chilik between the word dog and the word dagah. The dog, generally speaking, means a dog gadol, a large fish, and dagah means a dog katan, a small fish. And Gemara says, how do we know this? The pasuk says, "Bayayinav iman Hashem dog gadol levelas yainav." So we see the dog means a dog gadol. In fact, in Markasha it says over there also v'aksiv ispal yainav Hashem leikav mimei hadagah. Over there it refers to that same fish as dagah. So we see that even a dog gadol could be called dagah. And the Gemara says, Halakasha. That's not a kasha. Dumla palti dog gadol. Maybe first it was in the dog gadol and a large fish, and then that large fish spit him out. Bala'e dog katan, and then a dog katan swallowed him, and then he was in a dog katan. That's why the first pasuk calls him a dog, calls it a dog. The second pasuk calls it a dog, because the taka went from a dog gadol to a dog katan. Now, what's the pshat in that? That why would he switch from a dog gadol to a dog katan? So the Marsha explains al pi what Rashi says of Yoina. Rashi is saying a little bit of a different chat, but Ka'ein Dvarav, he says that the purpose of Yoina being Bimei Adaga was to cause him to daven Takadosh Baruch Hu. So when he was in the big fish, there was a lot of room, he didn't feel that pressure to daven. So Takadosh Baruch Hu had the large fish put him into a small fish, it was more crowded, then he davened, and for that reason he went from the Dag Gadol to Dag Katan, so Taka fits into the story over there. But the question is, the effect of Marsha, he has off of the Kasha, that the Lafi that, it's Shver, the third pasuk that it says over there, it says when Hashem spoke to the fish and told the fish to spit out Yaina, the lashon of the pasuk is, it says, V'yayimah Hashem la'dog, Hashem spoke to the dog. Now, if he went from the big fish to the small fish, and then the small fish is the one who spit him out, l'chay should be V'yayimah Hashem la'dagah, Hashem spoke to the dagah, to the small fish. Why does it say V'yayimah Hashem la'dog, which sounds like he's speaking to the large fish? He wasn't in the large fish at that point. So that is, Marsha is about the l'chay doesn't seem to fit in with what the Gemara is saying over here. And he says, maybe you're going to tell me that after Yaina Davin, then Hashem had the small fish put him back in the large fish, because there's no reason to be in the small fish anymore, and then the large fish spit him out, but that would be shver. Why not just have the small fish spit him out? You don't have to go back to the large fish. So Lamai said that remains shver. Why does it say V'yayimah Hashem la'dag if he was in the small fish, not the big fish, when he was spit out? So the Chassam Sofer over here says a teretz stands to the Marsha's kasha, and he says that it's mavur in Rashi over there, b'shem Chazal, that the first fish, the large one, was a zacher, and the smaller fish was a nekeva, and he's learning that our Gemara is going with that as well. So he says that being that the small fish was a nekeva, it wouldn't be there covered clapping milo, like a shvachu would speak to a nekeva, so it's not going to say v'yemer Hashem la daga, even though it was a small fish, because it was a nekeva as well. So instead of speaking to the fish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to the actual fish, but he spoke to the Sar HaElyon HaMamuna al HaDagim. He spoke to the Sar in Shemayim, which is in charge of the Dagim. That's what it means when it says V'yayimah Hashem la'dag. It doesn't mean the actual fish, it means the Sar, which is Mamuna on the fish. And being that we're dealing with the Sar HaElyon, the Sar HaElyon is taka called a dog. That was his name, not Daga, but a dog, because that was the shame of the Sar HaElyon. And therefore, it's not Shver that the Pasuk says V'yayimah Hashem la'dag, because it's not actually referring to that fish that Yainu was in. It was referring to the Sar HaElyon in Shemayim. That's what he wants to say to answer the kasha of the Marsha. But I was bothered that Lechara, the Chassam Sofer is a Pella, because it seems to be going connected a Gemara in Becharias on Daf Chesem and Alf. The Gemara over there is discussing the Derech Tashmish of different animals and of Adam, and the Gemara ends up saying like this, towards the middle of the Amid, it says, Chassar Rav Dimi, Amri B'mar Rava, I'm sorry, right before that, it says, the Gemara says, every creature in the world, all mishamish pan kenegad arif, meaning it's the bile is facing the back of the nivel, like animals do, except for three different creatures that are mishamish panim kenegad panim, face to face, like an adam ve'elohen, and who are they? Dog, adam, v'nachash. So basically, all the animals in the world are panim kenegad arif, except for dog, adam, and nachash. Those three, the snake, the fish, and the human being, they all are mishamish panim kenegad panim, differently than all the other behemoths. So what's the reason for that? Umaych nahani. Since the Shechina spoke to them, since we find that the Shechina spoke with these three things, with Adam, Nachash, and the dog, for that reason, they're considered to be in a higher level, and therefore the Meshamish Panim can I get Panim instead of Panim can I get Arif. So where do we find that the Shechina was Medaber with the dog? Zok Rashi, he says, because Rashi quotes this pasuk in Yanya, it says, V'yayimah Hashem l'dag. So we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the fish, and for that reason, it is elevated to a higher level, and it's Meshamish Panim Keneged Panim, like an Adam and like a Nachash. But L'chayas Mavur from the Gemara, the way Rashi learns that the Gemara is saying that this V'yayimah Hashem l'dag was to the actual fish. That's why it gave the fish Chashivas, and it's Meshamish Panim Keneged Panim. If it's going on the Sar HaElyon, not going on the fish itself, then l'charetz pela. What does Gemara mean over here? That because Hashem spoke to the fish, therefore it's tashma, which is different than other animals. Hashem never actually spoke to the fish; he just spoke to the malach and shemaim, and it is not moving. What the Gemara means, if the v'yomer Hashem the dog is not talking about the actual fish, l'charetz the pashas in the Gemara is l'fi Rashi, then it's speaking about the actual fish and not the sar in shemaim. So that's a hara on the chsam sefer. But I found in the Ben Yoyada over there in Mesach Spacharis, Ben Yoyada says as a davar pashat, just stam, he's doesn't even prove it, but he says, he's sort of bothered with the Gemara. He says, when it says, V'yam Hashem l'nachash, when Hashem spoke to the nachash, he obviously didn't speak to the actual nachash, he spoke to the sar elyon and shemaim, and who had done V'yam Hashem l'dog, he didn't speak to the fish, he spoke to the sar elyon and shemaim. That's just what's pashat to him. So he says, Imkain, what does Gemara mean? That because of that, their derech tashmish was nishtana to be panim k'neged panim. So he says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't actually speak to the fish and to the snake, but being that, and he spoke to the malach and shemaim, but being that the lashon that the Torah uses is a lashon that sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them, that itself gives them a certain chashivas, because they are referred to in the Torah as one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to, even though it didn't happen, but the fact that it's called that in the Torah gives it a chashivas, and because of that, their derech tashmish was elevated as well to the madrega ben adam, panim k'neged panim. And therefore, lefi him, there's no raya from the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the actual fish, and that could be l'chara how the Chassam Sofer understood the Gemara.